So the sugya of funny nechlim goes for a while here. So I do want to skip around a little bit. There are just essentially the marmakomos I just gave you now are a few short pieces. Oh, you didn't get one. Are a few short pieces on the rest of the sugya. A little bit on daf gimel amud aleph. I want to do a little bit on daf dalet amud aleph. And the gemara just goes through like 10 different rayas. Who's right? Whether Rabba's right or Rava's right. You know, daf dalet and daf hey, and then daf hey amud beis. Just to give you a little bit of the lay of the land, the gemara goes through how many people need to be on the beis din when you give a get. I don't want to get so into that right now about how many people need to be on the beis din. And then on daf vav amud beis already, we start to get into some more exciting topics that are not so gittin related and certainly not related to the sugya. Topics such as Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, Shalom Bayis, Shalom Yatel Adomim Yisrael B'Soch Beiso, and of Zayin Amar Aleph, we have a very fascinating topic of Hashta Behemton, Shal Tzadikim Yenek Rosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takol Al Yadam, that Tzadik Masmol Kolshkin, that a Tzadik can never have something negative come about because of him. We also have the issue of music Bizman Azeh. So we do have some Levitic things coming up. I just want to, I guess, put the final... So essentially what I'm telling you is, in Seder, make sure you move, because you know the next real sugya we're going to be doing is probably Vav or Zayin. Maybe we may just go to straight to Dav Zayin. So you know, just keep it moving, get through all the rayas, you know, read through Gemara Rashi, some Taisin, but keep it moving, just going through all the rayas of the Gemara back and forth, because just for the next couple of days, probably we're just going to be you know, finishing off this Bifani Nechtam stuff. After that, you know, some of the sugyas are going to be much lighter, I would say, certainly not as involved as this sugya has been to this point. Okay, so right now, though, I wanted to focus on the Gemara at the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara finally raises the question, after we have this machlokas between Rabba and Rava, and we try to understand at first what each shita holds. Why does each shita hold that you need only one, that you trust only one shliach and you don't need two? You know, reasons that we require saying b'fanei nechtam nafkaminas between Rabba and Rava. So then finally the Gemara gets to why, if Rabba gives a good reason, why doesn't Rava accept it? And if Rava gives a good reason, why doesn't Rabba accept it? Meaning, why do they reject each other's opinions? So I want to take a little bit of a look at that Gemara. So it says the Gemara about a little more than halfway down the page on Gimel Amud Aleph. First word on the line is Varava. So it says, Varava, my time in Loma Karaba. Why didn't Rava say that the problem is that we're worried about Lishma? Why does Rava only say that the issue is of Ein Mitzvah in the Kaimo? So I'm like, Mikatani, Befanei Nechtam Lishma. Befanei Nechtam Lishma. Because if the issue were about Lishma, well, you didn't address the issue. The solution that we have to this problem of making the Shliach say Befanei Nechtam doesn't solve Lishma. If the problem was a Lishma problem, the solution doesn't solve it, because he doesn't say the word Lishma in his solution. So says the Gemara, V'Rabba, Rabba would respond to that, V'dinu d'lisniach, you're right, we should have made the Shliach say, B'fanei nechtam Lishma, U'b'fanei nechtam Lishma. There's only one problem with that, El di mafshes le dibura, Asi l'migzia. That if you give the guy too long of a part to say, if he has to remember that whole phrase, B'fanei nechtam Lishma, B'fanei nechtam Lishma, he's likely just going to cut out some part of it, and he's going to end up missing some of the words. And if he misses some of the words, that's bad news. Bad news if you miss some of the words. So let's stop right there. Actually, one more line. Hashtanami Yasi the Magzir says the Gemara, well, he'll still miss some of the words. How do you know that he'll remember to say Bifanei Nechtav u Bifanei Nechtam? Maybe he'll just say Bifanei something or other. I don't remember what else. Right? How do you know he's going to say the whole passage? So the Gemara says, no, Chadami Tlas Ga'iz, Chadami Tarti Lo Ga'iz. People forget, when they have to remember threes, they forget one out of three things. But when they only have to remember two word phrases are much easier to remember than three word phrases. So that's why we try to keep it as two short two word phrases. Befanei nechtav, Befanei nechtam, and we keep a third word out of there, because once you put a third word in, it's going to get too confusing. So a couple of very basic issues right here. Whenever the Gemara asks a question, why didn't this guy say like that guy, there's obviously an assumption that there's a reason to say like that person, meaning that that Rabba's reason is, for whatever reason, better than Rava's. Meaning, why would we think, the Gemara, by asking, why didn't Rava say like Rava, the Gemara is making it's as if the Gemara is telling you, really, Rava should have said like Rava. Had it not been for some kasha that he has, Rava is a superior reason to Rava's reason. So what's the underlying premise of that question? Why would you assume that Rava should say like Rava? Right? What's the issue? So if you look at the Rashba, source number one, Hadam Rin Varava my time alone karaba. Tamili, my kami bayaluhu, da Rava Svirlu, the kula sifre daini migmar gemiri. Meaning, I don't understand. What's Rava's whole, why does Rava think you need to say Farinachtam? Because the Sofrim in Medina Siyam are not Baki and Lashma. Why does Rava not say like Rava? You know why Rava doesn't say like Rava? Because he holds they are Biki and Lashma. What kind of kasha? Why does Rava not say like Rava? Rava should have all said the problem is that they're not Biki and Lashma. He holds they are Biki and Lashma. What kind of question? Meaning, and the answer the Gemara gives is, oh, if it were addressing the Lashma issue, it should have had the word Lashma in the passage. Forget about that. There's a more fundamental reason why Rava rejects Rava. He disagrees with Rava's concern. Rava's concerned about Lishma. Rava doesn't think that that's a concern. So how could we ask that the Rava gufeyach is virile va'afil rameir d'chay shlimuta hacha lekalamecha shal drabanan hu da'atzruch va'avlu Rava li'olam kila Rava le'achar shalamdu. He says, and think about it, even Rava, who's worried about the Lishma issue, what does the Gemara say in Beis and Beis? That even Rava agrees that most of the Dayadi, most of the Sofrim, they are Bekiyim Lishma. Why is Rabbi worried about it then? Because a minority are not Biki and Lishma. There's a minority that aren't. Why can't we follow the majority? Really, we can. It's a din d'rabbanan that we concern ourselves with the minority. So the whole thing is only chumra mid'rabbanan. So Rabbi will just say, "Yeah, I don't think we have to be machmir like that. I'm willing to follow the majority." Yeah.
Isn't that a question on Rabbi himself, meaning that he's being choshesh on the miut, but when I feel the Rabbi Meir, who is like the guy who's like the Tana who's choshesh on the miut, doesn't hold, wouldn't say that. So what is Rabbi standing on? What's his? I mean, that seems like if you're gonna say like that, then he's nothing. Who's he saying like that?
It's a very good question. When we say Reb Meir's chosh shel miuta, that means on a d'oraisa level. That Reb Meir holds that you have to be concerned mid'oraisa for the miut. That something's going to be asur. Rabba's chiddush is that in a chinami, mid'oraisa, you have no issue over here. This is a chumra mid'rabana to be chosh shel miuta. So, frek the Rashba, Rabba's a chiddush to say to be choshish lemiuta that there's such a din drabanan. How could you ask why doesn't Rabba say like that? It's a giant chiddush. Maybe Rabba just doesn't hold to this whole great chiddush that we're going to be choshish lemiuta midrabanan. That midrabanan we're going to be choshish lemiuta. Bein the Reb Meir, bein the Rabbanan, there's no concern midaraisa. So it's a very very sharp kasha of the Rashba. Because if the Gemara would answer, well, Rava doesn't hold of Rava's concern because it's just not a concern, so fine. It's strange that the Gemara would even have a Havamina to ask the question, but at least it gives the right answer. You know, but over here, the Gemara's answer doesn't even really, right? The Gemara's answer isn't that Rava's not concerned. It's that based on the way we address the concern, it makes it sound like it's not a Lishma issue. What do you mean? There can't be a Lishma issue. It's just, it's such a giant chiddush to say that it's a Lishma issue. It's a very, very important question that the Rashba is asking. So says the Rashba, V'yesh lomar mishum diyada demasnis and daikalei hachi midelo tikn lomar b'fani nechtam lishma k'nefarish taimei v'azil hu dekamar hachi k'dei livrurei taimei u'lemeimar demasnis and nami daikinon hachi. What does that mean? What's he answering? Says the Rashba, not every time the Gemara has a question is the Gemara bothered by a question. Sometimes it's the most effective way to teach something is by doing it in question-answer form. Best example, night of the Seder, right? Everything is done to Derek Shelu Tshuva. The kid really doesn't know when he's asking the Manashtana for the 10th year in a row, you know, what the answer is going to be. Let me guess, Dad. Avadim ayinu l'farav b'mitzrayim. He knows what the answer is going to be, but sometimes just the best way to teach something, the best way to reveal something, is by doing it in question-answer form. So says the Rashba, a giant in a chinami. This isn't really a question. But this is the way, the Gemara is going to use the question sort of as a foil, as a way to demonstrate that the words of the Mishnah are meduyuk like Rava. I mean, of course, Rava has no reason to say like Rava. Rava's a giant chiddush to be concerned about a miyut midrabban. Why would Rava say that? Of course, there's no reason for Rava to say like Rava. But by asking why Rava doesn't say like Rava, we're able to say, oh, look at the words of the Mishnah. The words of the Mishnah don't even fit Rava. So that's a way of Rava, it gives Rava the opportunity to demonstrate that not only does he just not agree with Rava, but that the Mishnah's on his side. That the diuk of the Mishnah sounds like him. That's Rashba's first teretz. Not a very lamdish teretz. You know, what we would call a balabatish teretz. You know, there's no lamdish explanation of, you know, why you would have such havam. Yeah, there's no havam. It's just a way of teaching something. Okay, that's one approach. Unless you think I read that wrong, I think that's what Rashba's saying, that first teretz. You can feel free to argue with me. Inami, says the Rashba, second possible teretz. Yesh lomar d'achi kamar. Amay lo chayish rava lo oso miyut de chayish rava umishum chomer davash abiyerva. What's that, Teretz? Right, meaning on a daraisa level, you're right, we're not choshish lemiyuta. But the Rabbanan are going to pick and choose when they're going to make chumras, right? Where are the Rabbanan going to choose to make their chumras? Typically speaking, the Rabbanan are going to be most machmir in the dinim that are most risky, that are most severe, that are most significant. Davar Shabi Erva is giant. It's enormous. It's a very, very scary area of halacha. So if the Rabbanan are going to be machmir anywhere, it should be a Davar Shabi Erva. So yes, it is somewhat of a chiddush that the Rabbanan made this concern to be choshish lemiyuta of the sofrim and dayanim that don't know what they're talking about. But if there's anywhere to be choshish, it would be here. It would be on a davar shaber. So the Gemara is saying it's not an unreasonable chumrah that Rabba has, and Rava l'chora should have had the same chumrah. It's a very big nafkamina between the two terutzim of the Rashba. The first teretz of the Rashba assumes that that Rabba is a chiddush, that Rabba is off the wall, that it's a completely not off the wall, but it's a giant chiddush, and the second approach says, no, the burden of proof is actually on Rava. That Rava's chiddush is nafkamina. I mean, not nafkamina in practicality, in perspective. That Rava's chiddush is extremely reasonable, and every amara really should have held like it. Yeah. Right. Right. This is Liachah Shalamdu. If it was Kodem Shalamdu, then it wouldn't be an issue to begin with. Right. And then even Liachah Shalamdu, you're saying, meaning in his Kasha.
Shalamdu, it's much more shver answer, no?
No, I think we're asking on the Kodem Shalamdu. Meaning, the Gemara's Kasha is that Rava Kodem Shalamdu is like Rava Liachar Shalamdu. Right, I think that's how the Rashi even phrases it. Right, he says V'havlu l'Rava Liolam kill Rava Liachar Shalamdu.
But even so, it's very difficult because Rava himself is like sort of like first he
had Chumash, then it's Mishumikuna Akil Barabana. Not to say I'm not worried about it, but to say that you could address the concern with only one. 1-8. He doesn't just poo-poo the whole thing. He still is concerned, but you only need one guy to say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. Yeah.
The Gemara says that it's the Rabbanan being machmir here, but they're being mako also. Like it's a chumrah. Rabbi's thing is a chumrah, but it's not like a full chumrah because they're mako, because you're only allowed to use one mishdeach is good enough. But the reason they're being makel is not because of like a davar shabeir, but they're being makel here because of.
No, they're being makel mishum iguna. But why would they be machmir in the first place?
I'm saying, but the reason they're not being, the reason the Gemara answers over here is because Mikor made a guy glossy, like because the guy doesn't kind of contradict himself. So that's why you say one. There's nothing to do with like a davar shabeir. That's not right. It doesn't seem to be like.
No.
The reason you're being made.
Meaning, you're saying, where do we get the idea that the reason that they're machmir here is Davar Shabi Erva in the first place?
Yeah, because the Davar Shabi Erva is not why they're being. I understand it's Iguna, but we're not. The kula is not has nothing to do with that.
The kula, well, the kula certainly has nothing to do with it. The kula has to do with the mishum miguna. I think tell me if I'm understanding correctly. Your kasha is who told the Rashba that the reason that we're machmir in the first place, davar shebe'er, it doesn't say that in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara doesn't say that the reason that we're machmir in the first place to be choshish for this miyut is because it's davar shebe'er. It just says that the Rabbanan required that we should be machmir. He probably just figures it out logically, meaning why would the Rabbanan be machmir over here? It must be because of the severity of the din. Why not just say the second teretz? What's wrong with the second teretz of the Rashba? You know, whenever there are two terutzim, you always have to try to figure out, is there something wrong with each teretz? So what's wrong with the first teretz is, that it's just saying the whole thing is labdafka, which you never want to say that, right? So that's easy. What's wrong with the second teretz? The Gemara is actually asking on Rava, how could you not be concerned over here? Davar Shebe'erva, of course, if the Rabbanan are ever going to make a din, you're going to make a din on the Davar Shebe'erva. If you're ever going to make a Chumra, you're going to make a Chumra on the Davar Shebe'erva. So what's wrong with that? With that understanding?
It's a very, very small meal. So it's not like it's a
in other words, I think, and you'll tell me if I'm off here. You don't ask those kinds of questions. Why didn't the Rabbanan make a din here? The Rabbanan made dinim where they felt like making dinim, meaning it's very hard for us to judge what's a legitimate enough concern. The Rabbanan had three basic factors in mind when they were trying to figure out whether to make a din. Number one, how serious concern is it? How high a percentage is it that there's going to be a problem? Number two, if there is a problem, how serious a problem is it really? And number three, is the rule we're going to make something that people could live with? Right? It's something that Rov HaTzibur Ein Yochel La'amud Bo, they're not going to make a din. It's a question. When we say that the Rabbanan are not going to make a tekana on Davar She'ein HaTzibur Yochel La'amud Bo, does it mean that they're not authorized to make such a tekana on something that HaTzibur Yochel La'amud Bo, or that they just won't? They're authorized, but they just won't do it. But at the very least, it's a factor. So those are three factors. That's a very complicated cheshbon. And what? Is there a clear way to measure how serious an avera is? What the percentages are that there's going to be a problem, and whether Klal Yisrael is going to be Yichol Lamabo? These are very. It's really by chush. I mean, the rabbanon have to do this by feel. They have to figure out what's going to be a problem, what's not going to be a problem, what's going to be something that they could address, and what's going to be something that will cause more. What kind of takara will cause more problems than it will solve? Do we ever ask this? Do we ever ask why didn't the Rabbanan make a din to be machmir over here? I don't know. I'm trying to think in Shas. I don't know. It just occurred to me now, so I didn't get the chance to really think it through. Do we ever ask such questions? Why didn't the Rabbanan make a gzeira on this? How can you ask that? Why didn't the Rabbanan make a gzeira? The Rabbanan didn't make a gzeira because they weren't so concerned about it. Who are we to judge? The only time you can ask it is if you find a similar gezeira where it's a similar concern and say, oh, they made a gezeira on this, they should also make a gezeira on this. That you have a couple times in Shas. That the Rabban made a gezeira on this concern, this is at least as much of a concern, why didn't they make the same gezeira here? But over here, it's just like out of left field. Why didn't they make a gezeira? Because they didn't want to make a gezeira. They didn't think it was enough of a concern to make a gezeira. What I'm trying to show you is just that the second teretz of the Rashba is not necessarily better than the first teretz of the Rashba, which is more lundish and less balbatish.
Because Rabba's
not making the gzeira.
No, but he's saying, how could it be that Chazal would not have made a gzeira? Meaning, this is such a chomertic thing, according to Rabba, meaning it's a penalty. How could there not be such a gzeira? Right? Question is,
if it's such a pellet to Rabba,
so then why is Rabba not
mifol?
Why is he not moved by that
problem that there's
exactly.
No that there's
Rabba
no
there. It's so big that even though there's a tiny little bit of a meal that there's gonna be such a mitzvah, and Rabba still cares about it. So how can Rabba not?
No, I mean Rabba's a bar plukta also. He obviously doesn't accept Rabba's. He's not mispoil. he doesn't accept Rabba's emotion over here. I mean, it's a quite a dramatic presentation.
that's what
the Rashi
was saying. I'm saying
it's better than the Rashi. You think that's what he's saying?
It's the Rashi was being dramatic.
Right, I hear. that Rava should be just as concerned as Rava is. But again, he's explaining that's what the Gemara is asking. I'm telling you that the Rashba doesn't just give that as the answer, and he gives the first answer. He gives the Balabatish and Teretz first, because I think that would be very unique in Talmudic literature for the Gemara to ask why not make a Gzeira. Rava didn't think that they should make it. So you're saying the Kasha not why not make a Gzeira, the Kasha is Rava thought that there was a serious concern over here, why isn't Rava moved by it? So slightly different. Okay, I hear you. Okay, so that's Aleph. That's point number one I wanted to make. This just basic premise to a kasha. When you ask a kasha, sometimes there's a premise to the kasha. The premise to the kasha is that Rava should have said like Rava. So why should Rava have said like Rava? Okay. Point number two. The Gemara over here says, so why not just say b'fani nechtam l'shma, b'fani nechtam l'shma? Rava admits that if the concern is l'shma, which he says it is, it would definitely be more effective to have the shliach say b'fani nechtam l'shma, b'fani nechtam l'shma. But he says we just can't do it for practical reason because he's going to come to chop off some of the words. So says Rashi, Dibur Maskalasi L'Migziyah, says Rashi, Delo Yomar Kulhu, meaning, what's the Gemara say? Rabba says, you're right, it would be better to say that way, but I'm afraid he's going to skip a word. So what? So let him skip a word. Right? So let him say b'fanai nechtav and b'fanai nechtam and forget to say l'shma. And you know where we're going to be if he does that? The same place we are now. I mean, what are we saying? We don't want to be misakin that he say b'fanai nechtav l'shma, b'fanai nechtam l'shma, because we're afraid he's going to skip a word. So we'd rather him just say b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam. You know what? Let him say b'fanai, make him say b'fanai nechtav l'shma, b'fanai nechtam l'shma, and if he skips a word, you know what he'll be saying? B'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam. Which is exactly what he's saying now anyway. So it'll be just as good. At the most, you'll in 80% of the cases, 90% of the cases where he doesn't skip a word, you'll have a better declaration. And in the 20% of the cases where he does skip a word, you'll be left with why make 100% of the cases where he skips a word? Make it that he's got to say it all, and 20% of the cases he'll skip a word. So says Rashi, the problem is that we have to be careful what we demand, because anything that falls short of our demands will make the get invalid. It will completely invalidate the get, which, by the way, is quite a chiddush in Rashi also, because it's machlokas tanoim whether that's true, that avlad mamzer, when you're mishan madbeh shetav cham begitten. It's a machlokas tanoim whether it actually becomes a mamzer or it's just that you can't be nises lechatchila with it, but if you are nises, if you do get remarried, and it seems that we don't paskin havlad mamzer. We don't paskin like the sheet that holds havlad mamzer. It's on Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara has this machlokas. The Gemara has this machlokas on Gimel Amud Beis. But the bottom line is, okay, let's even assume, like the Shita and Tanaim, that Rashi's accepting. So says Rashi, we have to be careful about what we ask of people, because whatever we ask of people, if they fall short of that, then it's going to invalidate the get. So, frek the Rishonim. A couple of the Rishonim. I have an idea. Who's in charge of this Kolam HaMishan Madbeh Shtavacham Mavlad Mamz? I mean, why can't the Chacham say, we're going to make a Chumra L'Chadchila? Not b'diavad, b'diavad it's not makid. Let the Chacham say, l'chad chila, we require you to say l'shma. Kol m'shan madbeh shav v'cham v'git n'avlad mamzer means that whenever the Chacham made a chumra and a get, they took it so seriously that they wanted it to be makid even b'diavad. That the whole get should be possible if you don't take their chumras of exactly how to write a get. Why didn't the Rabbanan make a chumra l'chad chila to say l'shma? To say b'fanei nechtav l'shma, b'fanei nechtav l'shma, and b'diavad would still be kosher if you don't say.
What would be the difference, though, if you don't say it's l'chadchila? Let's say you just be b'diavad. What would be the difference if I said l'shma or I didn't say l'shma?
The difference, there won't be a difference in the end of the day. It'll be kosher anyway.
Okay, so
but at least in 80% of the cases, let's try to flesh it out. Let's try to get the words out that are the most important words to be said. What?
Who cares? Does it make the get better?
It makes it better. It doesn't make it better in terms of can she get remarried?
If the mom comes to be ma'ar, because I said l'shma or I didn't say l'shma, assuming that it's b'yavad, not l'chadchila,
right?
Then does it make a difference? Like, does it strengthen the get at all? The guy said l'shma or not?
in practical terms, at the end of the day, no.
Okay.
But in terms of addressing our concern, we're worried about lishma. So doesn't it make sense to at least ask the guy to say lishma? If that's what we're worried about?
Difference. Either it has to be l'chatchila they made it, otherwise there's no difference. So to say that
it's
only b'dieved...
Very
like,
good. So what you're saying is, if the Rabbanon are going to make a din with no teeth to it, then what's the point of making the din? The whole din is going to be a joke. They're going to say, you have to say l'shma as a l'chatchila. And what if I don't? Then you just get still good. Okay? So why should I say l'shma? Why would they even bother? Why would the Rabbanon have such a, you know, make a din that has absolutely no ramifications? If you're going to say, you know, then she'll get remarried, but she can't marry a Kohen. I don't know, you'll come up with something. She can't marry a Kohen anyway. She'll get remarried and she, you know, but she's got to wait 6 months instead of 3 months. I don't know, you come up with some chumrah. You put some teeth to it, so that's one thing. But to say that, yeah, it's the same thing at the end of the day. But the thing is, a lot of times Rabbanim do that. There are dinim d'Rabbanim that are only l'chadchila, chumra l'chadchila, and b'diavad are not ma'akev. We have in all areas of halacha like that.
Like that Tana who says Hava Gamzer, you don't say Lishma, because otherwise, like, what is it? What if you say the other way? Then there's nothing.
Because the sheet that we do pass on, like, says that the get is invalid in the sense that she's not allowed to get remarried with it.
Uh-huh.
It's just that if she does get remarried, the child's not going to be a mamzer, but she is not permitted. You can't be Masari Kedushin at that wedding. She's uh-huh. not allowed to get remarried with
it. But then there's like a reason.
Right.
To say Lishma then, and then that's what Rashi is saying, is that he's, because otherwise if you don't say like the Tana who holds half of Mamzer, or then there's nothing to, you're not, there's nothing to add. Saying Lishma doesn't mean anything. I mean,
but I'm saying it does. It does mean something. It means it would mean that if you don't do like the Matbeah Shetav Chachamim, the Vlad won't be a Mamzer, but you're not allowed to get, she can't get remarried with that L'chachila. You can't let her get remarried.
Wait, what? If what?
If you don't hold Avlad Mamzer, right? The shita that we actually pass in life,
okay,
is if you're Mishan Matbeish Tavuch Chachavim Begitin, you change the get in some way, some din d'rabbanan that you don't observe in the get, she's not allowed to get remarried with that get. Vlad's not a Mamzer if she does,
okay,
she's not allowed to get remarried with that get. Now, so the Rishonim are bothered, why not just make a din l'chachila and don't make it b'ma'akiv, b'di'avid? Take a look at the Ritva, source number two. Bedina de la snihachi, el di mashus le dibura asi the megzia. Afal gav de sagi belav hachi, you could appreciate, mikom lakum im tiknuhu rabbanon nifsal bikach igazia. Once the rabbanon are misakin that you have to say lishma, it has to be puzzle if you don't say lishma. Mishum davale mishanim at beish tovacham, because it's mishanim at beish tovacham. Lufichach lo tiknuhu. And therefore, they're not misaking it because it's kosher without it. So why bother being misaking? V'chi tema liskun delay mahachi v'igayiz le liskasher kiven desagi le belav hachi. There's the kasha. Let them be misaking that you're supposed to say lishma, and let them also be misaking that if you don't say lishma, don't worry, this won't fall in the category of avlad manzer, of being mishan marbeish tov v'chamim. Halav milsa, you can't say that. Tekivan de sof sof im lo amru lama akev, afim lo rotsu le sakno mitchila, mishum de damyon mili de rabbanon kechucha. Exactly what Richard said. What are the rabbanon just, you know, running around in circles chasing their tail? What are they gonna? Why would they make a takana that the whole thing is a joke, that it has absolutely no teeth to it? They're gonna make a takana that you gotta say lishma. And if you don't, if you don't, you don't. But it's still fine. It's just as fine as that. Why would they do that? The Rabbanim don't make takanas that have absolutely no teeth to it. Even if you don't say Avlad Mamzer, even if you say like the other Shita, at least you can't get married when you're normally Mishan Barbeah. But the Ritva is asking, make the takana that you should say Lishma, and then if they don't say Lishma, just let it go and let it be and let it be fine. No, if we're going to make a takana, we're going to make a takana. You have to realize, the reason I'm showing you these Rishonim in particular is a certain sensitivity to dealing with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, it wasn't just, you know, willy-nilly, you know, that the Rabbanan would just decide, oh, make a takana, we won't make a takana, yeah, whatever. When the Rabbanan make a takana, there's a responsibility involved. They have the whole covet of the Mesorah that they have to deal with. They have to worry that things shouldn't look like a joke. They have to worry that Klal Yisrael should benefit from this takana and shouldn't lose from this takana. So the Ritva is saying the Rabbanon have to be very careful. You can't make takanos that are going to turn into a joke. Ah, what do I lose? No, the institution of Dinim D'Rabbanan is something that's a big loss. You can't lose the institution of Dinim D'Rabbanan. That Klal Yisrael doesn't respect the institution of Dinim D'Rabbanan. So they're not going to make a takana that's just going to turn into a joke. That's how the Ritva deals with it. Take a look at the Ran. And then we'll see if maybe there's some other approach that we could have taken. The Ran Daf Aleph and Beis. I didn't put it in the Marmal Kamos because I figured it's in our Gemaras. Divar Maskul Bedin, little short paragraph. Ubedinu Duli Boy Chayali Bedravayu Kolomer Bein LaRava Bein LaRava. The Alpha Gav the Kaimel and Deirach and Bisurin. Da da da. Yeah, we did this one. One second, am I in the right one? Wait, am I in the wrong one? No, it's not in Bedin. It's not in Bedin. No, where is it? What? I'm on Aleph and Beis B'dap Erev. I thought I saw it here, Aleph and Beis B'dap Erev. Oh, wait, no. Dibar Maskel Lefi, I said. Oh yeah, it's a continuation from Amud Aleph. So take a look. About five lines before they get wide in the Lishma. The rabba b'dinu to listen. Yachiel liyemashes they dibur asi the migziy. Lav lememra de la rabba ba'i de lema shliach lishma b'tchila o basof. Elachi kamar b'dinu de tikun rabbanan de lema hachi. Meaning the gemara, he's first telling you, don't think that rabba is saying that you really do have to say lishma. The first wide line in Aleph and Beis B'dap Erev. Don't think that what rabba is saying is that really you do have to say lishma. But if you don't, it's going to be okay. Rather, Rabbi is saying that the Rabbanan never made a takana to say lishma. Delay ma'achi beferish, eli mishum dechayshin and deal magot islay v'lo omer lishma. V'kiman shakol omrim kain v'ze eno omer kain v'mashmaos dvarav stam lo mashma lishma. V'o dav mashan marpeh adecham. So what's he saying over here? What Rabbi is saying is, "Bedinu detikun rabbanan delay mahalchi beferush." The rabbanan should have been misaking to say the Shema, but because some people are not going to say it, so what's going to happen? If nobody says the Shema, then it's okay not to say the Shema. But what if you're misaking that people should say the Shema, and then 80% of the people say the Shema, and 20% don't? Then it's not going to be okay to not say the Shema. Meaning by making a takana that you have to say, when we don't make a takana that you have to say lishma, so you just say, okay, say b'fari nechtam. So then we could assume stama lishma. Then we could assume, okay, b'fari nechtam means lishma, like Tulsa said, right? Stama lishma. But if 80% of the people are saying b'fari nechtam lishma, and then this guy waltzes in and says b'fari nechtam without the word lishma, what is based in here? That it's not lishma. Now he's just invalidated, because now he sticks out like a sore thumb. Everyone else said lishma. So when you don't say lishma, it's much worse. It's much worse not to say lishma when you're supposed to, than not to say lishma when we never asked you to in the first place. So the Ran is a different approach than the Ritva. The Ritva looks at a much more global level. The Ritva says, the Rabbanon have to be careful when they make takanas. Don't make a takana that's not going to have any teeth to it. Says the Ran, no. It's much worse. If they make this takana and then some people don't say it, you're not just back to square one of saying b'fari nechtam. Because square one where we're at is 100% of the people say b'fari nechtam. When 100% of the people say b'fari nechtam, then stama lishma. You could assume that it means lishma. But when 80% of the people say lishma and 20% of the people don't, You can't say stam lishma. If it was stam lishma, why are all those other people saying lishma? So it makes it stick out. It makes it much worse. I thought it's a completely different answer, and I don't have any rise to it yet. But I think something to be aware of as we're going through this masechta, something to be on the lookout for. Through Maseches Gittin, this din kol mashan mabe shtav chum begitin havlad mamzer. This rule, or even if you don't have lad mamzer, you just hold the get is possible. That when the chachamim make a din in a get, if you don't do it the way the chachamim make it, it's going to be possible. Is that a din in gittin, or is that a din in kol haTorah kula? I don't do what the rabbanon want me to do about it in a mitzvah, you know. So the mitzvah is possible. Is that true in kol haTorah kula? I don't bench the way the rabbanon want me to bench. So did I not even bench me daraisa? I don't say kiddush. I don't say kiddush halakos. I say kiddush only in tefillah or something. Was I not yotze kiddush midaraisa, or am I yotze kiddush midaraisa? So most poskim assume you yotze kiddush midaraisa. The reason machlokes we showed him at the beginning of Maseches Sukkah about this, the Gemara talks about it in, you know, one of my favorite topics. This machlokes Ran and Tosa at the very beginning of Maseches Sukkah. The Gemara talks about how large a sukkah has to be. So midaraisa, the Gemara says, needs to be 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. Midrabanan, it's got to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Why? Because midaraisa, it only needs to be big enough to fit a person, and a person is 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. Midaraisa needs to be able to fit your table also, because if you're eating off of a table that's outside the sukkah, we're afraid shami yimashech achar shulchano, you can end up where your table is, and you can end up eating outside the sukkah. That's a din midrabanan. So the Gemara has an expression that if you sat in the sukkah that's 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, lo mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you're never mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. So I asked the Rishon, what do you mean you're never mekayim the mitzvah sukkah? You were mekayim the mitzvah midaraisa, no? So Tosfos says, yeah, it just means you were not mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, you know, Tosfos says, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, means that the Rabbanan have the right to tell you, if you didn't do it the way we want you to do it, then you didn't get any mitzvah whatsoever. It's possible completely, even midaraisa. The Rabbanan have the right to reformulate it in daraisa. The Ran says, no, it just means you aren't mekayim the mitzvah the best way, but of course you're mekayim midaraisa. So Meir was assuming in terms of Kiddush, it's like the Ran, yeah, it's not the best, but of course you're mekayim midaraisa. So, alright, it's at least debatable by Shar Kol haTorah Kula, right? By Kol haTorah Kula.
Oh. The reason why they had to say it by sukkahs is because it only applies by sukkahs.
Good. It could very well be that there are specific mitzvahs, that some takarnas the Rabbanan took, some mitzvahs the Rabbanan took very seriously and said, look, our takarnas here are going to be, you know, are going to be binding. So there, and other places they said, nah, you know, this is a takarna l'chadchila, but it's not going to be ma'akiv b'diavet. But I think there are two ways to look at this. One way to look at it is, each time they make a takana, they decide how serious they want to take that takana. Is it going to be makir b'diavad? Is it not going to be makir b'diavad? In which case, they can make certain takanas by a get, you know, regarding the zman and the makam or whatever, where they say if you're mishana, forget it, it's going to be makir b'diavad. And certain takanas that they don't have to take as seriously, like saying lishma, where it's not going to be makir b'diavad. But the expression kolam mishanim mabeah shetov v'cham begitin avlan mamzer to me sounds more like that it's not that the rabbanan decide on each takana how serious they want that takana to be. It's that the world of gitin is such a serious issue. Gitin v'kiddushin davar shebierva is such a serious issue that at some point the rabbanan said, any misstep in Gittin, in the Davar Shebierva of Gittin, we hereby declare is going to be possible. And they, in doing so, in making that declaration of Kol HaMashan Mabeah Shetov V'Cham BeGittin Avlan Mamzer, they took away the rights of any future Rabbanan to make a din that's not going to be Avlan Mamzer. Understand? It's not that each takana they decide, okay, this one will be avlad mamzer, that one we're not going to take so seriously, won't be avlad. Gittin is so serious that gittin's got to be avlad mamzer. It's a din in gittin. And you can't make a takana that's not going to be Avlad Mamzer, because they decided to Shem Ramesh Avacham begin Avlad Mamzer. Mashal Ma'adav Adome. Savik Brachos Lahakel. Right? So Savik Brachos Lahakel, a din that, you know, okay, we think this bracha is not that serious, so we could be makel, and that bracha is not that serious, so we could be makel, but maybe this bracha is more serious, so we should be machmir. No, it's a din in brachos. Halacha k'divrei makel ba'avel. They looked at each halacha in avelus and said, well, this halacha is very serious, so we can go like the divrei machmir, this one's less serious. We can go like... No, halacha k'divrei makel ba'avel. They said avelus is the kind of thing where we always want to be makel. Period. Anytime you have machlokes tanoim in avelus, halacha k'divrei makel. Means gittin is something we want to take very seriously, and you therefore lose the entitlement, the right to make a din that doesn't have teeth to it. So the whole kasha that the Ritva and the Ran asks, not even a kasha. Why didn't the Chacham make a takana? You know, we know that Rashi says kol m'shan begittin avlad mamzer, but why not just, you know, not do that? Why not just make a takana where it won't be avlad mamzer? Because they can't. Once they decided to take getting that seriously, they can't. It's not a statement about several chumras that we happen to have by getting. It's a statement about getting in its entirety. I didn't see that anywhere. I don't know if anyone says it. I don't know if there are any rayas to that. But something to be on the lookout as we on the lookout for as we go through the rest of the Masechta. Yeah.
Back to what you said about how you by sukkah, like if you six tefachim is the oraisa, tefachim is the rabbanan, you wouldn't be if you can be mekayim the mitzvah with six tefachim, and you can be mekayim things the oraisa even though the gzeira the rabbanan, then what power is there of the rabbanan if it's not meaning if there's gzeira the rabbanan that's more chamor than the oraisa, then it has to be like it kind of has to like. Be the Rabbanon's way, otherwise, what's the power of the Rabbanon?
To make you do
because,
it with
like you're saying, like, otherwise, then I could do a mitzvah d'oraisa.
Yeah, but you're in violation of Los Osir. So, meaning, nafkamin is, are you a tzaddik or a rasha? You know, like, it's still a violation of Los Osir.
Oh, it's not that.
Yeah, not every din d'rabbanon, I think, has to have such teeth to it, because it's just that you're violating Los Osir, so, you know, that's bad. Not if you don't raise such teeth to it. You don't do mitzvah. I don't put on tefillin. What are you going to do to me? We won't punish you. But, you know, lachar me'evesrim, you know. All right. I guess we'll stop there for shir. We'll do tamen alach shir now.